Translation of the Meaning of the Noble Quran by Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani, Juz 14, Surah Al-Hijr. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful, Alif Lam Ra. These are the verses of the book and the enlightening Quran. On many occasions, the disbelievers will wish that they were Muslims. Let them eat and enjoy, and let their fancy make them neglectful, for they shall soon come to know their ultimate end. We did not destroy any town without having a predetermined time for it. No people can precede their appointed time, nor can they exceed it. They say, O you to whom dhikr, the Quran, has been revealed, you are surely insane. Why do you not bring the angels to us if you are one of the truthful? We did not send down the angels except with truth, and then they shall be given no respite. We ourselves have sent down dhikr, the Quran, and we are there to protect it. We did send the messengers before you among the groups of earlier peoples. No messenger came to them, but they used to mock at him. Likewise, we make it, that is disbelief, enter into the hearts of the sinners, whereby they do not believe in it, the Quran, and this has been the way of earlier people. Even if we open a gate in the sky and they keep ascending through it, still they will say, in fact, our eyes have been deluded, rather we are enchanted people. We have created stellar formations in the sky, and have beautified them for onlookers, and have protected them from every outcast devil. But the one who tries to eavesdrop is chased by a clearly visible flame. As for the earth, we have stretched it out and placed on it firm mountains, and we have caused to grow in it everything well balanced, and created in it sources of sustenance for you and those creatures for whom you are not the sustainers. We have treasures of everything, but we send it down only in a determined quantity. And we sent forth its winds carrying the clouds, then sent down water from the sky and gave it to you to drink, and you are not able to store it. It is indeed we, and only we, who give life and bring death, and we are the ultimate inheritor of everything. We know those of you who went ahead, and we know those who remained late. Surely your Lord will gather all of them together. Indeed, he is all-wise, all-knowing. Indeed, we created man from a ringing clay made of decayed mud. As for the Jann, the first jinn, we had created him earlier from the fire of the scorching wind. Recall when your Lord said to the angels, I am going to create a human being from a ringing clay made of decayed mud. When I form him perfect and blow in him of my spirit, then you must fall down before him in prostration. So the angels prostrated themselves altogether, except Iblis, Satan. He refused to join those who prostrated. He, Allah, said, O Iblis, what is the matter with you that you did not join those who prostrated? He said, I am not such that I should prostrate myself before a mortal whom you have created from a ringing clay and made of decayed mud. He said, then get out of here, you are an outcast, and upon you is the curse up to the day of judgment. He said, my Lord, then give me respite up to the day the dead shall be raised. He, Allah, said, well, respite is given to you till the day of the appointed time. He said, my Lord, since you made me go astray, I swear that I shall beautify for them evils on the earth and shall lead all of them astray, except those of your servants from among them who are chosen by you. He, Allah, said, this is the straight path leading to me, that a person is chosen by me through his good deeds. My servants are such that you have no power over them except those of the deviators who will follow you. And Jahannam, hell, is the promised place for them all. It has seven gates. For each gate there is a group apportioned for them. Surely the God-fearing will be in gardens and streams. Enter here in peace, free of fear. We shall have removed whatever grudge they had in their hearts, thus making them brothers sitting on couches face to face. No weariness shall touch them, nor will they be expelled from there. Tell my servants that I am the most forgiving, the very merciful, and that my punishment is the painful punishment, and tell them about the guests of Ibrahim. When they visited him, they greeted him with salam, peace on you. He said, we are scared of you. They said, do not be scared. We give you good news of a boy who will be knowledgeable. He said, do you give me the good news despite the old age has befallen me? So what good news are you giving to me? They said, we have given to you the good news of a fact. So do not be the one of those who lose hope. He said, who can lose hope in the mercy of his Lord except those who have lost the straight path? He said, then what is your mission, O messengers? They say, we have been sent to a sinful people, except the family of Lut, all of whom we shall save, but his wife. We have ordained that she will be among those who will remain behind. So when the messengers came to the family of Lut, he said, you are an unfamiliar people. They said, no, but we have brought to you that scourge in which they have been doubting, and we have come to you with a definite matter, and surely we are truthful. So carry your family after a part of the night has passed, and follow them at the rear to make sure that all of your family has joined you, and no one from you should look back, and keep going to where you are commanded. We conveyed to him our decision that they, the unbelievers, were to be totally uprooted when they would see the morning. And the people of the city came rejoicing. He, Lut, said, "They are my guests, so do not put me to shame, and fear Allah, and do not disgrace me." They say, "Had we not forbidden you from being the guardian of the whole world?" He said, "These are my daughters, if you are to do something." By your life, O Prophet, they were wandering blindly in their intoxication, misguidance. So they were seized by the cry at sunrise. Then we turned it the city upside down and rained down upon them stones of baked clay. Surely in that there are signs for those who read signs. Surely it, their city, is located on the straight road. Surely in it there is a sign for the believers. And the people of Aykah were also transgressors. So we punished them in retribution, and both of them are situated by a highway, clearly visible. And the people of Al-Hijr gave the lie to the messengers. We provided them with our sign, yet they kept running, turning away from them. They used to hew out houses from the hills peacefully. Then the cry seized them by the morning. So whatever they earned did not come to their help. We did not create the heavens and the earth and all that is in between them without a truthful purpose. The hour is sure to come. Therefore, overlook their evil behaviour in a gracious manner. Surely your Lord is the creator of all, the all-knowing. We have given you the seven oft-repeated verses and the glorious Quran. Never stretch your eyes towards what we have given to the groups of them to enjoy, and do not grieve for them, and be kind to believers in humbleness, and say, "I am a plain warner indeed," to warn them that we may send down the scourge upon them. As we sent down upon the dividers who had split the divine recitation scriptures into bits, so by your Lord, we shall question all of them about what they have been doing. Now, proclaim what you are commanded to, and turn away from those who ascribe partners to Allah. Surely we are sufficient for you against those who deride, those who believe in any other God along with Allah. So they shall soon learn the reality. We know that your heart feels distressed for what they say. So proclaim the purity and glory of your Lord, and be among those who prostrate themselves before Allah, and worship your Lord until comes to you that which is certain. Surah An-Nahl, the Honeybee. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Allah's command has almost come, so do not demand that it should come sooner. Pure is He, and much higher than their ascribing partners to Him. He sends down the angels at His behest with the Spirit, that is the revelation, upon whom He wills from among His servants. Warn people that there is no God but Me, so fear Me. He created the heavens and the earth in a proper way. He is much higher than their ascribing partners to Him. He created man from a drop, and soon He turned into a debating person, expressing Himself openly. He has created cattle in which there is warmth and other benefits for you, and from them you have food, and in them there is a beautiful look from you when you drive them home in the evening and take them out to graze. And they carry your loads to a city where you were not able to reach without putting yourselves to arduous labour. Surely your Lord is very kind, very merciful. And He created horses, mules, and donkeys so that you may ride on them, and they may give you a good look, and He creates what you do not know as yet. Undertaken by Allah is to show the right path, while there are some paths that are crooked. Had He so willed, He would have led all of you to the right path. He is the one who sent down water from the heavens, of which you have your drink, and with it you grow plants on which you pasture your cattle. He causes the crops therewith to grow for you, and olives and date palms and grapevines and all the fruits. Surely in that there is a sign for a people who ponder. He has subjugated for you the day and the night and the sun and the moon, and the stars too are subservient by His command. Surely in that there are signs for people who understand. And He subjugated to you whatever He created for you on the earth, having varied colours. Surely in that there is a sign for a people who accept advice. He is the one who has subjugated the sea so that you may eat fresh meat from it, and may take out from it ornaments you wear, and you see the boats cleaving through it, and so that you may seek His bounty, and that you may be grateful. And He placed mountains on the earth, lest it should shake with you, and rivers and tracks, so that you may find the right way. And He has set landmarks by the stars, by the stars they find the right way. Is it then the one who creates everything equal to one who does not create? Would you still pay no heed? If you count the bounties of Allah, you cannot count them at all. Surely Allah is most forgiving, very merciful. Allah knows what you conceal and what you reveal. Those whom they invoke besides Allah do not create anything, rather they are created themselves. They are dead, having no life, and they do not know when they shall be raised again. Your God is one God. As for those who do not believe in the hereafter, their hearts are defiant and they are arrogant. Invariably, Allah knows what they conceal and what they reveal. Surely He does not like the arrogant. When it is said to them, "What has your Lord sent down?" they say, "It is nothing but the tales of the ancient people." Hence, they shall bear the full weight of their burdens on the Day of Judgment, and also some of the burdens of those whom they mislead without knowledge. Remember, evil is the burden they bear. Those two who were before them made plots. Then the command of Allah came upon their buildings, uprooting them from the foundations. So roofs fell down upon them from above, and the chastisement came to them from where they could not even imagine. Then, on the Day of Judgment, He will put them to disgrace and will say, "Where are my partners for whose sake you used to quarrel with the believers?" Those endowed with knowledge will say, "Today the disgrace and the evil chastisement has to befall the unbelievers, the ones to whom the angels brought death while they were still wronging themselves." Then they will resort to submission, yet will say, "We used to do nothing wrong." They will be answered, "Why not? Allah knows well what you used to do. Hence, enter the gates of Jahannam to live in it forever. So evil is the abode of the arrogant." And on the other hand, it is said to the God-fearing, "What has your Lord sent down?" They say, "He has sent down excellent discourse for those who do good. There is good end in this world, and indeed the abode of the hereafter is much better. Excellent is the abode of the God-fearing. The eternal gardens they enter with rivers flowing beneath them. For them there is what they desire. This is how Allah rewards the God-fearing." The ones to whom angels bring death while they are pure, in beliefs and deeds, the angels say, "Peace on you, enter paradise for the deeds you have been doing." They, the unbelievers, are waiting for nothing but that the angel should come to them, or comes the command of your Lord. Similar was the reaction of those who were before them. Allah did not wrong them, rather they were doing wrong to themselves. So the evils of what they did overtook them, and they were encircled by the very thing they used to ridicule. The polytheists said, "If Allah had so willed, we would have not worshipped anything other than Him, neither we nor our forefathers, nor would we have made anything unlawful without a command from Him." Similar was the reaction of those who were before them. Therefore, the messenger's obligation is no more than to convey the message clearly. "We did raise a messenger among every people with the message, 'Worship Allah and stay away from the rebel, the Satan.' Then there were some among them whom Allah guided, and there were others against whom deviation from the right path was established. So, travel on the earth and see how was the fate of those who rejected the prophets. If you are keen for their guidance, then remember that Allah does not lead those to the right path whom He lets go astray, and for them there are no helpers. They swore by Allah on solemn oaths, Allah will not resurrect those who die. Why not? It is a promise on His part, which is due to come true, but most of the people do not know. He will resurrect all of them, so that He discloses for them what they have been disputing about, and so that those who disbelieve may know that they were liars. Whenever we intend to do something, we do no more than say it to be, and it comes to be. Those who have migrated for the sake of Allah after they were oppressed, we shall give them a good place in the world, and of course the reward of the hereafter is much greater, if they only knew, those who kept patient and who placed trust in their Lord. We did not send messengers before you other than men whom we inspired with revelation. So ask the people having the knowledge of the reminder, the earlier scriptures, if you do not know. We sent them with clear signs and scriptures, and we sent down the reminder, the Quran, to you, so that you explain to the people what has been revealed for them, and so that they may ponder. Do those who contrive evil plots feel immune from Allah, makes them sink into the earth, or from that the punishment comes to them from what they would not perceive, or that He seizes them when roaming about, while they are not able to frustrate Him, or that He seizes them while they are in apprehension? So, indeed, your Lord is very kind, very merciful. Have they not observed the things Allah has created, their shadows inclining from the right and the left, prostrating themselves before Allah while they are humble? To Allah prostrates Himself whatever there is in the heavens and whatever there is in the earth, and the angels, and they show no arrogance. They fear their Lord above them and do as they are commanded. Allah said, "Do not take two gods, He is but one God. So, Me alone you fear. And to him belongs what is in the heavens and the earth, and it is only he who deserves obedience as ever due. Would you then fear someone other than Allah? Whatever blessing you have is from Allah. Then, once you are touched by distress, to him alone you cry for help. Then, as soon as he removes the distress from you, a group from among you starts ascribing partners to their Lord. Thus they deny what we have given to them. Well, enjoy yourself for some time, and soon you will come to know the fate of your misdeeds. They allocate a share from what we have given to them for those idols, the reality of whom they do not even know. By Allah, you shall definitely be responsible for the fabrications you have been inventing. They ascribe daughters to Allah. Pure is He, and for themselves is what they desire. When one of them is given the good news of a female child, his face becomes gloomy and he is choked with grief. He hides himself from people because of the self-presumed bad news given to him and wonders, shall he keep it despite the disgrace he will face in the society or put it away into the dust? In fact, evil is what they decide. Those who do not believe in the hereafter have evil attributes, and to Allah belong the most exalted attributes. He is the mighty, the wise. If Allah were to seize the people for their transgression, he would have spared no creature on earth, but he lets them go on up to an appointed time. So when their time will come, they will not be able to delay it for a moment, nor to bring it soon. They assign to Allah what they themselves dislike, and their tongues make the false statement that for them there is a happy end. No, fire is imminently theirs, and they are being driven toward it speedily. By Allah we sent messengers to communities before you, but the Satan made their deeds look good to them. So, he is their patron today, and for them there is a painful punishment. We have sent down the book to you, only because you may explain to them what they deferred about, and so that it may be guidance and mercy for a people who believe. Allah sent down water from the heavens, and revived the land with it after it was dead. Surely, in that there is a sign for people who listen. Surely there is a lesson for you in the cattle. We provide you out of what lies in their bellies between feces and blood, the drink of milk, pure and pleasant for those who drink. And from the fruits of date palms and grapevines you obtain intoxicants and good provision. Surely in that there is a sign for a people who understand. Your Lord reveal to the honeybee, make homes in the mountains, in the trees and in the structures they raise. Then eat from all the fruits and go along the pathways of your Lord made easy for you. From their bellies comes out a drink of various colours in which there is a cure for people. Surely, in that there is a sign for a people who ponder. Allah has created you, then he takes you back. And among you there is one who is carried to the worst part of the age, so that he knows nothing after having knowledge. Surely Allah is all-knowing, all-powerful. Allah has given some of you preference over others in provision. So those given preference are not willing to pass on their provision to their slaves, so that they become equal in it. Do they then reject the blessing of Allah? Allah has created spouses from among you and created sons and grandsons for you from your spouses and gave you provision from good things. Is it then the falsehood that they believe in and the blessings of Allah that they reject? They worship besides Allah the objects that have no power to give them anything from the heavens and the earth, nor can they ever have such power. So, do not coin similarities for Allah. Surely, Allah knows and you do not know. Allah gives an example. There is a slave owned by someone who has no power over anything, and there is a person whom we have given good provision from us, and he spends out of it secretly and openly, and are they equal? Praise be to Allah, but most of them do not know. And Allah gives another example. There are two men. One of them is dumb, who is unable to do anything, and he is a burden on his master. Wherever he directs him to, he brings no good. Can he be equal to the one who enjoys justice and is on the straight path? To Allah belongs the unseen of the heavens and the earth, and the matter of the hour of judgment is no more than of a twinkling of the eye or even quicker. Of course, Allah is powerful over everything. Allah has brought you forth from your mother's womb when you knew nothing, and he made for you ears, eyes and hearts so that you may be grateful. Did they not look at the birds, how they are controlled in the atmosphere of the sky? No one holds them but Allah. Surely, in that there are a sign for a people who believe. Allah has made your houses a place of comfort for you and made for you houses from the hides of cattle, which you find so light on the day you travel and the day you camp. And out of their wool and their fur and their hair, he created furnishings and goods of enjoyment for a period of time. Allah has made for your benefit shades from what he has created and made for you shelters in the mountains and made for you shirts that protect you from heat and shirts that protect you in your battles. This is how he perfects his favour upon you so that you may submit. If they still turn away, then your responsibility is only to convey the message clearly. They are aware of Allah's favour, yet they deny it. and most of them are ungrateful. Remember the day on which we shall raise up a witness from every people. Then the disbelievers will not be allowed to make excuses, nor shall they be asked to repent. And when the unjust will see the punishment, it will not be lightened for them, nor will they be given respite. When the mushriks, that is, those who ascribe partners to Allah, will see those whom they made partners with Allah, they will say, "Our Lord, these are the partners we made whom we called in worship besides you." Then they, the partners, will turn to them saying, "You are indeed liars." On that day, they will tender submission to Allah, and all that they used to fabricate will have vanished from them. For those who disbelieve and put obstructions in the way of Allah, we shall add up punishment after punishment for the mischief they used to make. And think of the day we shall send to every people a witness from among them to testify against them. And we shall bring you, O Prophet, as a witness against these. And we have revealed to you the book, an exposition for everything, and guidance and mercy and glad tidings for the Muslims. Allah enjoins to do justice and to adopt good behaviour and to give relatives their due rights, and forbids shameful acts, evil deeds and oppressive attitude. He exhorts you so that you may be mindful. Fulfil the covenant of Allah when you pledge, and do not break oaths after you swear them solemnly, while you have made Allah a witness over you. Surely Allah knows all that you do. Do not be like the woman who had broken her yarn into pieces after spinning it firmly, by taking your oaths as a means of mischief between yourselves, merely because a group gets greater benefit than the other. In fact, Allah puts you to a test thereby, and of course, on the day of resurrection, He will explain to you all those matters in which you disagreed. If Allah so willed, He would have made all of you a single community, but He lets whom He wills go astray and takes whom He wills to the right path, and surely you will be questioned about what you used to do. Do not make your oaths a means of mischief among yourselves, lest a foot should slip after it is firmly placed, and you taste the evil consequences for your having prevented others from the path of Allah, and you incur a great punishment. And do not take a paltry price against the pledge of Allah. Indeed, what is with Allah is much better for you, if you only knew. What is with you shall perish, and what is with Allah shall last. And certainly, we shall bless those who observe patience with their reward for the best of what they used to do. Whoever, male or female, has acted righteously while being a believer, we shall certainly make them live a good life, and shall give such people their reward for the best of what they used to do. So, when you recite the Quran, seek refuge with Allah against Satan, the accursed. He is such that he has no authority over those who believe and place trust in their Lord. His authority is only over those who befriend him and those who associate partners with Allah. Whenever we replace a verse with another verse, and Allah knows well what He reveals, they say, "You are but a forger." The fact, rather, is that most of them are ignorant. Say, "This has been brought down by Ruh al-Quddus, the Holy Spirit, Jibra'il, from your Lord rightly as due, so that it may bring firmness to the believers and become guidance and good news for the Muslims." We know well that they say, "There is a man who teaches him, the language of the one they refer to is the non-Arabic, while this is a clear Arabic language." Surely, those who do not believe in Allah's verses, Allah does not lead them to the right path, and for them there is a painful punishment. It is not the prophets, but the disbelievers in Allah's verses who forge lies, and it is they who are the liars. Whoever rejects his faith in Allah after having believed in him, not the one who is compelled to utter a word of disbelief under duress while his heart is at peace with faith, but the one who has laid his breast wide open for disbelief, upon such people is the wrath of Allah, and for them there is a heavy punishment. That is because they have preferred the worldly life to the hereafter, and that Allah does not lead the disbelieving people to the right path. Those are the ones that Allah has set a seal on whose hearts, ears and eyes, and they are the heedless. Invariably, they are the losers in the hereafter. Then your Lord, for those who left their homes after being persecuted, then fought in the way of Allah and stood patient, surely your Lord is after all that most forgiving, very merciful. All this will happen on the day when everyone will come pleading for himself, and everyone will be given in full what he did, and they will not be wronged. Allah gives an example. There was a town, secure and content with its sustenance coming in plenty from every place. Then it turned ungrateful to the bounties of Allah. So Allah made it to taste hunger and terror that covered it like a garment as a recompense of what its people used to do. And of course, a messenger from among themselves had come to them, but they rejected him. So the punishment seized them when they were wrongdoers. So, eat the permissible and pure things from what your Lord has provided you, and be grateful for the bounty of Allah, if you worship Him alone. He has but prohibited for you the carrion, the blood, the flesh of swine, and what has been invoked upon with a name other than that of Allah. However, if anyone is compelled by necessity, neither seeking pleasure nor crossing the limit of necessity, then Allah is most forgiving, very merciful. Do not say about what your tongues describe falsely, this is lawful and that is unlawful, so that you may forge the lie upon Allah. Surely those who forge a lie upon Allah do not prosper. Let there be a little enjoyment, and then for them there is a painful punishment. For those who are Jews, we had prohibited that which we have already told you, and we did not wrong them, but it was they who used to wrong themselves. Then your Lord, for those who did evil because of ignorance, then repented after that and corrected themselves. Surely your Lord is, after all that, most forgiving, very merciful. Surely Ibrahim was an ummah, a whole community in himself, devoted to Allah, a man of pure faith, and he was not among the mushriks, that is, those who associate partners with Allah. He was grateful to his bounties. He, Allah, chose him and led him to the straight path. We bestowed good upon him in this world and in the hereafter. He is among the righteous. Then we reveal to you, follow the way of Ibrahim, the upright, and he was not among the mushriks. The Sabbath was prescribed only for those people, that is the Jews, who differed in it, and your Lord will certainly judge between them on the day of resurrection in those matters in which they used to differ. Invite people to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good counsel, and argue with them in the best of manners. Surely your Lord knows best the one who deviates from his way, and he knows best the ones who are on the right path. And if you were to harm them in retaliation, harm them to the measure you were harmed. And if you opt for patience, it is definitely much better for those who are patient. And be patient. Your patience is bestowed by none but Allah. And do not grieve over them, and do not be in distress for what they devise. Surely Allah is with those who fear Him and those who are good in their deeds. End of Juz 14.